89.3 The Current. It's time for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food, dining, and beverage authorities from around town. Joe Alton is the managing editor of The Growler, which is a bi-monthly magazine focusing on craft beer and the community and culture surrounding it. And Joe is the project director of The Beer Dabbler. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the morning show.
Nice
to see you. Well, of course. We're going to talk about something that has a particular interest for me because I'm a resident of the east side of St. Paul.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I like to see a lot of, rejuvenation. I like to see new businesses going on in that end of town.
Totally.
And there's been a lot of activity around the old Hams building.
Absolutely. Fun stuff.
Yeah, what's going on in there?
Well, I'm the same way you are. I'm really excited about this project because of what it means for St. Paul. I think that those old spaces being revitalized is really key to St. Paul turning its page in terms of culture. And as you've noticed, the Hams Brewery has got a lot going on. There is a new craft brewery there. Well, not a new brewery, but a brewery that has since relocated to Hams. That's Flat Earth.
Okay.
There's a distillery that is just starting production right now called 11 Wells. And then there's the Urban Organics, which is another freestanding building on the site that is currently hosting a tilapia farm and produce. And that's it's called aquaponics.
Okay, what's aquaponics?
Yes. Aquaponics is the combination of aquaculture, so farming fish,
okay,
and hydroponics, which is a method for growing produce.
And so those things, I mean, how do they work together?
It's very interesting. So the folks at Urban Organics are working with Pentair and some other folks on these really fancy filtration systems. And so what they do is there's a two-step process where they filter the water and remove all the solids and all that stuff. And then they send it through a biological cleanse, which actually converts the ammonia to nitrates. And then they use those nitrates from the fish waste to feed the plants.
Okay.
And so they've got thousands and thousands of fish and 15,000 plants growing in this really, really beautiful space.
Was it everything right from like kale to...
You nailed it.
All right.
Right now they're growing kale, some Swiss chard, parsley, and some other things like that with big dreams to do bigger things.
So that is a really cool way to reuse an old historic space. I mean, I have to imagine, Hams Brewery sat empty for so long.
Right.
Just getting it ready for a new venture just had to be a huge undertaking for these businesses.
Fascinating to walk around that space. To be really honest, it's still a little rougher on the edges. I mean,
okay,
when you pull into kind of the central corridor of the brewery, you look up and there's still broken out windows and some graffiti. And if you spend enough time there, you'll see a couple urban explorers poking their noses around trying to get into those tunnels and stuff. And a lot of those things have been challenges, but the three businesses that I visited, Flat Earth, 11 Wells, and Urban Organics, have all done really incredible jobs of cleaning up the space and taking a strong step forward for that whole neighborhood.
So Joe, tell me a little bit more about the new brewery and the distillery in the old Hams Brewery. So are these things open? Are they still under construction? What's the status?
Open and under construction, I guess, would be the status, at least for Flat Earth. Flat Earth is expanding on their tap room, and they're actually going to put a really, really cool beer garden out where building number 9 on the facility had burned down.
Okay.
So they're currently open. There's tours available right now. I believe it's Tuesdays and Saturdays and 1 and 5, and you can find more information from Flat Earth's Facebook page, I'm sure, on that. And then growler sales, typically, I think, most days throughout the week, they're selling growlers. They're available to pop in and see the space. Their temporary tap room, I guess, for lack of a better term, is beautiful. It's just a wide open floor plan, big pillars and concrete floors and all the elemental wood and brewery stuff you'd see.
So we talk a lot about craft breweries. It seems as though the craft distillery thing is kind of popping up now in the Twin Cities. So tell me more about 11 Wells, because I'm excited about a distillery.
Me too.
Yeah.
And so are these guys. They Bob McManus is the gentleman that I spent some time walking through this space with. And he's just very excited. He's very excited about the whiskey scene. He's very excited about revitalizing St. Paul. And I don't know if you guys are aware, but the laws changed a couple of years ago to make it much more easy for people to start up a small craft distillery.
Yeah, I don't know the details. So what was the law? How did it change?
It just basically changed the capacity at which you were considered a micro distillery.
Okay.
Therefore, you don't have to pay the same uses and taxes and things like that as the big guys, as the Jack Daniels of the world.
Sure.
And not that there's a Jack Daniels of the world. world here in Minnesota, but it changed the law to allow the little guys a little bit of a chance. It's paralleled a lot in like the Surly bill and what happened there to allow tap room to start to serve. And one of the most exciting things about 11 Wells is they're really bringing it full circle in Minnesota distilling. The first product they're going to launch is actually, for lack of a better term, a moonshine. That's going to be named Minnesota 13. And for the prohibition junkies out there, that'll sound familiar. Minnesota 13 was actually a really famous whiskey that was being made from Minnesota 13 corn throughout the prohibition era. And so they're doing their best to get the original strain of grain to use in the product. And they're also doing their best to make an authentic replication of that Minnesota 13 that kind of gained some national momentum when it was illegal to drink.
All right. It's a history lesson on whiskey, and I can get behind that. So the Old Hams Brewery is a big space.
Huge.
Is there potential for more?
Yes.
To come? Okay.
Yes. I think that between the city of St. Paul and the neighbors that are already there, they're thoroughly encouraging more of these entrepreneurs and upstarts to kind of bring new ideas, fun ideas, exciting ideas to that part of St. Paul. Flat Earth, who has been in St. Paul always, is another interesting example. One of the things that these three businesses all have in common is that water is absolutely elemental to all three.
Okay.
Which is actually where the name 11 Wells comes from. There are originally 11 different wells of fresh water on the site. And now there's they've whittled that down. There's much fewer than that. But 11 Wells and Urban Organic share a well, and then Flat Earth actually has their own.
I'm talking with Joe Alton, who is the managing editor of The Growler, and Joe is also the project director of The Beer Dabbler. And we've been talking about really the revitalization of the Old Hams Brewery on the east side of St. Paul. Where can we read more about this?
We'll have a feature about kind of the old and the new of all of the St. Paul breweries. There's a Schmidt and the Schmitz Brewery down on West 7th, and the Grain Belt Brewery in Minneapolis, and the Hams Brewery in St. Paul. In the next issue of The Growler, that comes out the first week of June, and you can pick that up at your favorite craft beer establishments for free.
All right, sounds good. Now, Joe, since you are the project director of the Beer Dabbler, you've got to tell us about some of the Beer Dabbler events coming up, because you've got a couple biggies this summer.
Yeah, big summer. So speckled in amongst our two big festivals, which are the Beer Dabbler at Twin Cities Pride, which pairs 25 food trucks and 25 breweries in Loring Park on the Friday night of Pride weekend. We also have the end of the summer capped off with September 6th event. That's our Summer Beer Dabbler. This year it moved to Midway Stadium.
Huge.
Yeah, it's really exciting.
Now, why can you do that at Midway Stadium this year?
No more baseball.
That's right.
So the end of the season comes along, and we get to host the first ever beer festival on the field at Midway Stadium. Not quite the last event. You guys might have heard of a little game.
Yeah, there's
the week
a
after
this
us.
Replacements concert the next weekend after the Beer Dabbler.
Yeah.
So that'll be great. I hope it's warmer than the winter Beer Dabbler was.
Well, I can pretty much guarantee that to be the case at both events.
If it's 30 below zero or 18 below zero, I think was the exact temperature for the winter
for
Beer Dabbler.
For those of you that didn't,
if you
end
weren't
up
there,
it,
yeah,
Jill Riley is the model of efficiency and the model of how to dress at a Beer Dabbler. She was wearing one giant, incredible
blaze orange
onesie.
Deer hunting suit.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was warm.
Hats off.
The Beer Dabbler, so Pride weekend, which is the end of June, and then September 6th at Midway Stadium, really one of the last events after baseball, because Midway Stadium will
be no longer,
and Saints baseball is moving to Lowertown here in St. Paul. So all kinds of exciting things for St. Paul. Joe, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Joe Alton is the managing editor of The Growler, and Joe is also the project director of The Beer Dabbler. And we'll have some more information on our website at thecurrent.org. This is 89.3 The Current.